Fish. Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Couldn't wait to get here today. Hey, Michelle, if you're listening up there, sweetheart, bring me the office phone. I forgot the office phone. I want you guys to be able to call in. I like that link to be able to do that. I came down to the bunker here this morning. I didn't bring that phone, so hopefully Michelle heard me up there. And she'll be able to bring the phone down to me. Welcome, man. I'm loaded for bear today. I was up mentally doing gymnastics right at the very beginning. And, man, we live in unbelievably incredible times. I just got to tell you. And I was saying to some of the guys before we went on the air here, it's like we are, did you, yeah, she did. She, what a wife, huh? She heard me. It's like we're, I really sense this. I really sense that we are at the, there are, thank you, Annie. There are very deep, dark planning meetings going on around us right now, even as we speak. Maybe even right now they're having a morning breakfast somewhere. The dark forces, hey guys, they are real. They are real. And I'm like you guys. I can't believe how blind people are. Other than, you know, we just say it's 2 Thessalonians, that the Lord himself, because they've accepted lies and loved lies, we love lies. The word says the pastors prophesy lies, and the people like it that way. It's almost like, the word where your brain doesn't connect. Cognitive dissonance. We hear, but we don't understand. We see, but we don't see. That's the only thing I can describe to what's going on. And if you right now cannot see that it is Donald Trump against the New World Order, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't have the evidence here today, although I could present the evidence for you very quickly. Google it yourself. You got a computer. It now appears that those Trump tapes were released by Paul Ryan's office. Paul Ryan's office. You know, if I was coach, and I had and my coaching staff pulled a coup on me like that, like it just happened, I'd fired all those bastards. I'd fire them all. And so here's Trump sitting up as the head coach nominee of his party, and all of his assistant coaches are undermining him. How do you expect to be able to win like that? Now, I saw him, he said the other day, he said, it's okay, the gloves are off now. He is now blatantly saying us against them. Now, see, there's still those people out there who would say that what's going on is Trump's running interference for Hillary. I just can't believe that you can't see what's going on. Can't. So glad you're here. We got a lot of stuff we're going to try to cover today. And what are we going to talk about after the election? We'll have to shut the show down. Won't be anything to talk about. Hey, I got to give you a fair warning. Tomorrow is my big filming moment with the movie The Reliant, being filmed down here, just down the road in Zanesville, Coshocton, Ohio. And tomorrow at 4:30, I have to be at a gun shop where they're going to film a scene. I got a little, looks like I got something running out of my nose. Sorry. Where they're going to film a scene, and I'm an extra in it. I don't have any lines, but I have to be there. So be my big moment in history. I get to be an extra in what I think is going to be a pretty cool film, The Reliant. And, you know, I picked up Brian Boswell from the airport the other day, and Kevin Sorbo's in town, and Brian Roberts is there. This big deal. This is really a big deal. So it's kind of fun. I'm kind of tied up with that a little bit. A lot of crazy, crazy stuff going on. I want to start with Jeremiah today. Okay with you, Roger, if we dump into the Bible? Lindell, it's good to see you in there. Got room for one more if you're out there listening. Got room for one more. George is with us again. If you want to try to call on the phone, it's 740-323-0871. You see it right up there. Then we just pick up this little phone, and I hold it up to here, and then you get to talk and join us. Oh, man, I'm loaded for bear today. Lord, just be with us. I'm in 23. We are in the mess we're in because of the pastors. Hey, JR, your buddies, you hear me? Pastors. It's pastors. Team playing, when the team's playing bad, you don't blame the players. You might, but you say, well, it's coach, we got to change coaches. Got to change coaches. I saw a cry the other day to replace Marvin Lewis as coach of the Bengals. Stephen A. Smith said, got to get rid of him. Got a good team. The guys aren't playing. Whether he's a good coach or not, they're not responding to him. And see, we have teams in our churches, and they're not responding well because they don't even know there's a game. They don't even know it's a game. They think it's just a community huddle, a community potluck. They think it's just a place to come and hang out with their friends. And as it's happening, as the darkness is getting darker and darker and darker, the light is hiding more and more and more. See, we have taken a gospel, and we've made the gospel only about salvation and being nice. It's it. Gospel of salvation and the gospel of being nice. And we ignore all those other scriptures, like the one I'm going to read to you today, Jeremiah 23. I credit my sweet little wife. She said, honey, I'm over here preparing for the show. She's reading the Bible, and she says, honey, listen to this. Okay, you ready, guys? Here we go. Chapter 23 of Jeremiah. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Remember, when you hear Israel, think of church. Although I don't want to get into replacement theology, but he's not speaking to Israel anymore. This doesn't speak to Israel. It speaks to believers. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of the believers, against the pastors that feed my people. You've scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. And behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnant of my flock. Roger, listen. He's going to gather the remnant of his flock out of all countries. He's doing that right now. Right now, that is happening. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I've driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds. And they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up new shepherds. Oh, they didn't say new shepherds. Notice he's going to set up shepherds, not pastors. Do you notice he's going to set up shepherds, not pastors? And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, says the Lord. Hang on, I'm going to flip in my Bible because I'm going to skip ahead. Jared, let's go to 9. This is all good. You guys ought to go back and read all this. Don't have time to do it now. Verse 9. Stay with me. You ready, boys? My heart within me is broken. What's that? 23:9.
What book?
23:9. I just jumped ahead a few verses. 23:9. Jeremiah 23:9. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man. And I'm like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right, for both prophets and priests are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, says the Lord. Wherefore, that's why their way shall be unknown. That's why their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. Get the picture of that. Slippery ways in the darkness. Who's he talking about? Those profane pastors and priests and prophets that aren't telling the truth. They shall be driven on, and their slippery ways in the darkness, they shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, say the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of America. They prophesied to Baal and caused my people, the church, to err. I've seen also in the prophets of America, churches, a horrible thing. They commit adultery. They walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers. I'm going to read that again. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers. They put homosexuals in the pulpit. They put homosexuals in the choir. They put homosexuals on their board. They welcome in homosexuals to the church. They commit adultery, walk in lies, and they strengthen the hands of the evildoers, folks. Hey, guys, this isn't talking about the evil people. This is talking about those who are supposedly on God's team, God's leaders, the church leaders. Wow. But none doth return from his wickedness. Why aren't they? Because everybody's telling them Jesus loves them in their wickedness. Come on in, brother. Jesus loves you. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. I hate to tell you this. He's talking about the church. Verse 15. Maybe I can stop there. I'm going to stop there. No. Thus, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, the ones who are supposed to be speaking the truth. Behold, I will feed them with wormwood, make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of America is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of those prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision from their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me. They have said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, that there shall be no evil come upon you. That's what's going on, man. That's what's going on. Every problem, JR, every problem we have, I lay at the foot of the church. I lay at the foot of the pastors. I lay at the foot of the church leader. Every problem we have. Now listen, that's me too. You say, Coach, you are radical, screaming and hollering all the time. Yeah, but I'm not doing enough. I could be doing more. There's a part of me, there's a part of me that's still cowardly. There's a part of me that still understands what's really going to happen. I was thinking about Pickett's charge at Gettysburg. First of all, we can't imagine that 600,000 Americans died, Americans shooting Americans. House divided against itself cannot stand. But at Pickett's Charge, and I know guys have ever been there, Pickett's Charge at Gettysburg, there's a hill. There's a hill, and then the hill slopes down. So the hill's, 100 feet high. And when Pickett's Charge took place, the South, they all lined up at the bottom of the hill, and they were a mile across. The Confederates were a mile across, and they were going to storm that hill. Pickett's Charge, they called it. By the way, 18,000 of them died in about an hour and a half. And they walked up that hill in the face of artillery, or what they had for artillery, guns. They walked up that hill knowing they were going to die, hoping some of them got through. You get that picture? Some of us won't do that. Some of us are going to have to lay down our lives. It's going to be the only chance that we have. Some of us are going to have to boldly step out that we can make a hole in the wall that others are going to be able to get through. That's where we are. I got so much stuff I want to get on. Anybody want to respond to what we just read there in Jeremiah? Say, Coach, that's the Old Testament. Yeah, I know. So I like it. Same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. That's the same dude right there. That's the same dude talking to you right there. Yeah, Larry.
You know, God had to have prophet after prophet after prophet in the Old Testament because the people kept loving lies and ignoring truth.
They love lies. We love lies. I wrote about that. We love lies.
Ezekiel went through much the same thing that Jeremiah did. And Ezekiel was so upset at what he saw when God sent him into the quarters of the priest and all to see what was happening, all the sexual immorality and everything. He came out and said, God, have you seen that mess? You know what you got? Do you want me to kill them all? Or what do you want me to do? And God said, no, you leave them alone. You let them minister the way they're ministered, and you let the people that want to be ministered by them stay right where they're at.
Yes, sir.
He said, y'all, I want you to go find that remnant, those few, the sons of Zadok, and y'all come out and y'all start doing it right again.
By the way, isn't that what I just read there in Jeremiah chapter 23? He's going to clean house. He's going to put together a team that beyond what we can even imagine. So I want to show you, we made the big time yesterday again. Jared, pull up that right-wing watch thing. We made the big time again. They hate us. They absolutely hate us, hate me. And where is it, Jared? Jared, I'm sorry, I gave you so much daggone stuff today. Yeah, look at this. Right-wing watch. We're headlines, boys. We're headlines. We cannot vote for Hillary Clinton because women are not to have authority over men. Now, here's what they don't get. I'm going to play this video for you here. They don't understand, guys. This is Bible. This is Bible. And JR, you know what I found out? I found out those Jezebel women, they don't like this. They don't like this. Now, guys, listen. We are all equal in the eyes of the Lord. We're all equal. All of us are equal. But if you don't think there's an authority structure, if you don't think there's a hierarchy, on our football teams, everybody's equal. Everybody gets treated the same way, except the freshmen listen to the seniors. They listen to them. There was an authority structure. And the seniors, they didn't get to make all the rules. They had an authority, and they're called captains. And if they had a problem, they went to the captains. The captains picked a representative, or they themselves, then they went to the coach. The coach was the authority. We weren't all equal, see. We're not all equal. There's an authority structure. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you're important or whether you're equal. It doesn't have anything to do with that. Somebody has to be on top. To make a baby, somebody's got to be on top. I know that sounds crude, but that's the truth. Somebody has to be on top. And the Lord said, the man's on top. The man's on top. And it's not that he doesn't love women or that women are subservient to him. In fact, the scripture says he made Eve out of the rib, made her a helpmate. Guys, listen, this is Bible. And unfortunately, here we go. It sounds like hate. It sounds like hate. You know what's disappointing to me, JR? You know what's disappointing to me, George? The church thinks it's hate. The church thinks it's hate. You know why feminism arose? Because masculinity sunk. And there was a void. And nature loves a vacuum. And so what happens when there's a vacuum? Something runs in. So some woman, what's that song? I want a man just like the man who married dear old mom. Women marry their dads. What? What do you mean? Women seek out the type of home they lived in. If mom was the boss in their home, they'd probably seek out a compliant man. If dad was the boss in the home, women probably seek out a type A man. It's just the reality of it. You guys can do whatever you want to. That's the truth. And because of that, because so many men are wimpy men, the women then begin to rule the house because the man has dropped the ball. See, we can't just blame women here. We just can't. And what we see, the women's movement in particular, is nothing more than angry women. Why are they angry? They're angry because there wasn't any male leadership. That's what made them mad. No male leadership. So they had to go do it themselves. And now they want whatever. Let's play this video. It's a minute 20. Hey. I just asked the question, what's the Bible? Oh, look at those eyes. What does the Bible say? Listen, I'm not trying to say women need to be subservient. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, point being this, all those people out there say they can't vote for Trump because he's evil. Yet they want to violate one of the clearest things spelled out in the scripture that a woman shouldn't rule over a man. It's clear. And so I ask, in this video. When's the last time your pastor talked about can't vote for Hillary because she's a woman? Hey, right wing watch. I didn't say it. I simply repeated what the Bible says. By the way, I agree with it. I agree with it. All of my girls, well, gotta be careful. I gotta be careful. Still playing out. But I think they've married men who are kind of like their daddy and that they're boss of the house. I think. Still playing out. Play this. Minute 29 seconds.
I'm going to throw something out. Probably going to make me a lot of enemies, but I try to tell the truth all the time. I wonder when was the last time you and your church, religious leaders, Christians, when was the last time you heard your pastor give a sermon on the fact that women shouldn't be in leadership? Oh, say, Coach, those are old times. We don't live like that anymore. Women and men are equal. Well, women and men may be equal, and they are equal. But I think it's pretty clear that the Bible teaches us that women should not be in authority over a man. You say, well, that just applies in the church. Really? So biblical principles only apply in the church? What's the point you're making? Here's the point I'm making. With all that's going on with Trump and everybody screaming and hollering about that, when is the last time your pastor stood up in the pulpit and said, hey, listen, we cannot vote for Hillary Clinton because women are not to have authority over men? If we want to follow the Bible, that should be a good place to start, wouldn't it? Rather than worrying so much about the immorality of a sinful man, what about the biblical principle that when a woman rules over a man, when children rule over a man, it's a sign of judgment of the Lord? Women, presidents, I don't think that's biblical.
Oh, they hate me. They hate me. Anybody want to comment on that one? Here's what I want you to see. Hey, Weaver, you listening? The world has become the salt of the church. The church is full of feminists. Somebody say amen. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Women run the church. You know why, Jared? Compliant men. Just compliant men who get bossed at home, and the men at home who get bossed around at home because they want to get laid. And so they let their wives make decisions because they don't want the joy cut out of their life. So whatever, honey. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, Coach, I spoke with a friend a couple of weeks ago, and I brought up the idea of respect as worship. Okay? That's how a man worships. A man gives respect to a man, and that's how you show that you're subservient to them. You respect them. You know, Right. You're like, I respect you. And you do the same thing with God. We respect you. I don't want to hug you. I don't want to, you know, yeah, David danced, sure. But it's giving the respect to God. And this guy, he's like, I've never heard of that. Because the only thing he could think of was, oh, God, you're the best, you know. Now make me feel good. And that's not true. There's more to it.
George, did you want to say something here, bud? Got to unmute yourself, yeah. George.
Okay, am I on?
Yes.
Okay, Coach. I think the bottom line is the majority of men want to be liked. They want to be liked by man rather than God. They're man pleasers rather than God pleasers.
Amen. Amen. That's what it says will happen, right? Yep. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's for sure where we are. So as a result, I want to segue into something. I still want to get to Jezebel. But I don't know if I'm ready to get there yet. By the way, you want to jump in here, 740-323-0871. 740-323-0871. Hey, Jared, I want to play another video here real quick. Because this one, I made three videos the last 3 days. And they're going viral, all of them. Jared, play the one, there's a difference. There is a difference between, what's it say? It says demonic or flesh, Jared, demonic or flesh. Guys, some of these points I've already made here on the show, but there are people listening, right? Ring Watch is listening, who haven't heard it, okay? Go ahead and play that, Jared. hanging from
Oklahoma on the way home from an event I've been part of out here. I don't have my hat on. You don't see that very often, but just don't have one with me today. Been watching a little bit on the news, not a whole lot, with what's going on with Trump and that whole election thing and how what a division it has become into the body of Christ. And I want to point something out. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care. Most of you have made up your mind. We've been around that tree a long time. But I think it's time for us to wake up and understand that there's a difference between a sinner and a worker of iniquity. Difference, my friends, between the flesh, the carnal behavior, and the demonic behavior. And I'm telling you, if you have spirit eyes to see it all, what's going on right now, one of the candidates is a sinner. Carnality is all over him. The other one, it's a worker of iniquity. That is demonic, what's going on in that other candidate's sin. You know who I'm talking about. So don't get pulled in there. Listen, Christians, don't get drug into this whole muck and mire about who. You expect a lost man to do crazy stuff, don't you? You expect a lost man to act like a sinner? I'm not going to argue whether he ought to be president of the United States or not. That's not even the point. There's a big difference between the carnal and the demonic. That's the choice I see before us right now. Are you going to choose someone who's just a sinner or someone who is a worker of iniquity? God bless you. I'll be safe.
See, sadly, the church doesn't even recognize that. Caller, you're on the air. Brother, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mr. Anderson from Last Call.
Mr. Anderson, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to mention, I was listening, and I wanted to remind some of the men out there, Eve took the bite of the apple, but Adam stood and watched.
Amen. All he had to do, Adam, if he'd have just said, he sees the devil talking to his wife, and all he has to do is just kind of step in between and say, hey, wait a minute, dude. Who do you think you are here talking to my wife?
Exactly.
That's all he had to do. But he didn't do that, did he?
No, he didn't do that. That's how the church is with the people in its pews, and that's the way a lot of men are in their households. You were talking yesterday how, you know, you come and ask you, can I go to so-and-so's house? They say, oh, go ask your mom.
Yep.
Well, dad, take some authority and stand in the middle.
Amen.
Be that interposer against evil.
Amen. So, Mr. Anderson, we have to make sure, parents, listen to me. You have to make sure that your children know that you are the authority. You are. And when your child comes and asks you, Dad, can I go do this? Your response should be, let me discuss it with your mother. Not go ask your mom. Not go ask your mom. Let me discuss it with your mother.
I'll share another little story. I sometimes watch All in the Family. I find some interesting things there sometimes. And so last night, Archie's sitting there and his kids bring this friend home who has a girlfriend, and they want their friends to spend the night. He says, oh, no, they're not married. They're not staying in my house. And so Meathead says to Archie, who makes you so moral? And Archie points, and he points over towards his TV. He says, the TV? He says, no, the Bible.
Archie said that?
Archie said that. Bible was sitting on his TV. In perspective.
Boy, is that's awesome, Mr. Anderson. Isn't that the truth? The Bible sitting on the TV, which one are you going to believe? Yep.
So, you know, when the dad passes the buck, he passes it to the Bible.
Amen. Amen. He does. That's right, brother. Bless you. Bless you, Kevin. Thanks, man. Hey, listen, folks, we got a couple of slots here left. If you want to jump in here, first you can call, but we have some slots here in the queue that you can get in. I'm heading someplace today, guys. I thought I was when I sat down here. And as my friend JR would say, always says, we have to make the church great again. We got to make the church great again. The only chance in America is not Donald Trump, none of that. We got to make the church great again. But listen, the New World Order, Yeah, I got my tinfoil. It ain't even tinfoil hat. The government complex, call it whatever you want to, has a death grip on the American people. Agree with that, Sarge? The government complex, whatever that government, media, military, whatever that complex is, they have a death grip on the American people. Right now they do. And I want you to think of this. Hey, JR, what would happen to you if, let's say you didn't pay your taxes? How about this one, JR? How about this one, JR? What would happen to you, JR, if you were into court and they caught you lying under oath?
I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail? Yeah. Sarge, would you be able to get off if you lied under oath, you think?
No way. And I'll tell you one another thing, too. I signed a non-disclosure agreement, just like Hillary Clinton said, with regards to my security clearance. And she has violated that. If it had been me, I wouldn't be here on this queue. I would have been put away for 30 years plus.
Okay. Well, Sarge, I want to show you something. Guys, listen to me. They're all bought and sold in Congress. They're all. The corruption in our government is unbelievably deep. What we're seeing right now is the exposing of these phony Republicans, these check pants, sissified Republicans. The false opposition of the Republican Party is being exposed before our very eyes right now. The last thing those guys in Washington want is their party to be broken up. All their perks and all the lobbyists and all the money that's funneling in. And we know that if this thing is exposed for what it is, if it's exposed for what it is, we know this. The government's going to collapse because the tentacles run so deep. So Trump has taken off the gloves and he's going after it. And it's dangerous times. I want to show you something, Jared. Kick up here where it says, I just saw it, Jared. Hillary's ineligible. The second one, Jared. Guys, right now, Hillary Clinton is ineligible to be president of the United States. Now, why is no one doing anything about it? Why? Because they're all bought and paid for. They're all connected to it. They're all afraid. They've all been threatened. The power of government is beyond our understanding. Now, look at this. I just saw this one today. The U.S. Code. Hillary Clinton right now is disqualified from holding any office of the United States. Right now. This is from Michael Mukasey, former attorney general. You know that name, don't you, Sarge? Scroll on down for me, Jared. Scroll on down because I want to show you something that you probably have never seen. Keep going, bud. Says sometimes the truth is found in the funniest places, like in a law library. Keep on going down. Here it is. Are you ready? Here it is. Right there. Hillary right now is ineligible to be president. Look here. Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or any officer of any court of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years. That's A. B. By the way, hey, Sarge, has she done any of those? Has she done any of those things we just read?
Yeah, it's even worse than that, though, and it is any sensitive information above for official use only is considered marked or unmarked if it's in an improper container. And in this case, the container happens to be the server as opposed to a book or a hard piece of paper. It's still a violation of the security laws of our country.
Okay, so stay with me, Sarge. Stay with me. That was Section A. Here's Section B. Are you ready? Whoever having the custody of any such record. We just talked about whoever has custody of any such record. Roger, you're an attorney, aren't you? Try to get your client off on this one. Proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. As used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the armed forces of the United States. There it is. There it is. She is ineligible to hold an office. Sarge, would you, Roger, anybody smarter than me that would can point out where I'm wrong?
Coach, you have to prove intent here because it says willfully. Roger, any comments on that?
Hey.
No, I'll comment to that. Willfully, she made it. It was willful intent that she took all of that, those emails, into a unofficial server. That's willful intent right there.
Not only that, go ahead, Roger.
You're making this all too complicated. You are putting way too much emphasis on the law that the rest of us have to adhere to. Comey is corrupt. Forget about statutes and the law. He is corrupt. His brother had a $6 million contract with the Clinton Foundation and loaned him $800,000 to buy a house. It is nothing more than corruption at the highest level.
So where are the Republicans, Roger? Where are
they
the Republicans?
Are part,
we know.
Are part of the corruption.
We know that they used a hammer on her devices. That's not willful. You could say they lost it. They used hammers to destroy them. They washed the servers with bleach.
Hey, Coach.
The men, let me finish. The men that are sitting in the sanctuaries who are weak are the same men who are running corporations, who are in government. The weakness pervades throughout the church and throughout our leadership.
There you go.
That's the problem. We are reaping in the culture again, let me say, we are reaping in the culture again the weakness of man and the church.
That's right, brother. That's right. Because sin is accepted in the church, sin is accepted in the country. JR, as goes the church, so goes the nation, right? As goes the pastors, so goes the church. And the problem is the church. Anybody want to jump in here? I got more.
Yeah. And I keep coming back to the strategy. You got to understand, we've talked about this before with the Hegelian dialectic. You've got to understand, there is no difference from the elite's perspective between the Republicans and the Democrats. They use each of their particular philosophies as the thesis and the antithesis in order to get to the synthesis. We, because we're awakening, know what the synthesis is. It's the one world government, and you use the left against the right in order to get people stirred up on both sides. The fact that they don't follow the laws is because they don't follow the laws on either the left or the right. They're all complicit.
Amen. So the question becomes, why are honorable men remaining silent? Why are they? Why are guys, look, I don't know what you think. Trey Gowdy, somebody stand up in Congress and say this and filibuster this. How does something not happen as a result of it? I don't get it. Here's what I'm trying to get you to see. I've said this to you before. There's demonic protection on this girl. There's demonic protection. Now, I'm going to give you something else real quickly. Jared, let's go to where is it? Oh, I got so much stuff on there. No. Oh, I know it's on a different one, Jared. I'm sorry, bud. Guys, bear with me. It's worth seeing. Let's go. It says Hillary, Fox News, Jared. Nope. That's not what I wanted, Jared. That one's good. That's not the one I want. Sorry, guys. Bear with me. Bear with the old coach here. Hillary's crimes. Click that one up there, Jared. Well, then we're going to come back to this. Okay, guys, real quickly, just so you know. This is back in 2015. Here's a list of her crimes. And there's a U.S. code that goes along with it. Hey, you say, well, we can't, that hasn't been proven, coach. No, but these charges should be. Charges should be. Bribery, that's one. Acts affecting a person's financial interests, that's one. Two. Conspiracy, that's three. False statements, that's four. Frauds and swindles, five. Fraud by wire, six. Attempt and conspiracy, seven. Obstruction of justice, eight. Destruction of records and federal investigation, nine. Perjury, 10. Disclosure of confidential information, 11. Unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material, 12. Concealment of government records, 13. Attempt to evade or defeat attacks, 14. Attempts to, something popped up in front. We need a man's definition. Yeah, we do. An attempt to interfere with administrative of internet revenue laws. That's what, 13? That was back in 2015. There's demonic protection around her. There's demonic protection. Hey, Pastor Dale, good to see you. Demonic protection around her. Now, hang on, Jared. Let's pull the next thing up here. This was on Fox News. It was the one you just had up there before, Jared. This was just on Fox News. This is Catherine Herridge. She has a funny name. Hillary Clinton spilled the beans. We know she spilled the beans. She did it publicly. Play this, Jared, if you can get that up there. Right here.
A speech to a group of Canadian business leaders in November 2013. And during that speech, Clinton reveals details of the 2011 raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Clinton specifically discusses sources and methods, including an intercepted phone call, which appears to be a national security violation. A former special operations professional said incidents like these make it harder for the U.S. to lead by example.
Integrity in government, keeping the peace, issues like that. Yet when you turn and look at your own country, you have concern that those same principles are not being followed here.
Asked if Clinton had cleared this information with the CIA prior to the speech, because that is standard operating procedure here in Washington, the CIA offered no comment. And also as a second point of context, remember the Navy SEAL, Matt Bissonnette, who wrote the book No Easy Day? He wrote the book for profit. He was accused of releasing classified information in an unauthorized way, and now he's having to give the government nearly $7 million in his profit, and the CIA would not address whether any similar action will be taken against Clinton or even considered in this case. And that clearly lines up to me as a double standard
here. Okay, so here we are, guys. Here's what Hillary Clinton did. In one of her speeches before Goldman Sachs, she said she told them the real story of the Osama bin Laden raid. And she said, the information we got didn't come the way we've told everybody. The information actually came that we captured a phone call. We traced a phone call. And what she did is she released a secret, a highly protected secret that was not to be released. It was top secret. We know she did it. What should happen, Sarge? Sarge, what should happen?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was answering the chat JR.
It doesn't matter. Crime after crime after crime after crime going unpunished. Guys, listen. We have a captured government. And the only answer is for bold men of God to stand up and confront it. It's the only one. It's the only way. It's the only way it's going to happen. Because the average, we're seeing those elected officials, they ain't going to do anything about it. Anybody want to jump in here yet? Good to see you, Dale. Anybody? No? Want me to keep riding on my horse?
Hey, Coach, I want to encourage people because of everything that's going on. This is, and I'm talking to more and more people, they're getting so discouraged. They're just overwhelmed by everything.
going on.
And I want to encourage them, November 8th, if you quit before then and you plan on quitting after that, then you pretty much deserve what you're going to get. It's very discouraging what we're doing.
Yeah, but you know what, though, JR? It ain't discouraging to me. I'm thinking of Popeye. When Popeye got pissed, am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to use that word? When Popeye got ticked off, he grabbed himself some spinach, and he said, I've had all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. At what point do we reach that? At what point do we reach that? Huh? When do we reach that? And by the way, what does that look like? JR, I see you, Jay. Hang on a minute, Jared. I'll get right to you. Hey, JR, so Franklin Graham's in downtown Columbus has got all those pastor boys out there and all those people out there. I saw all raising their hands and praying, like Jared said, all praying, praying, praying. Have they had all they can stands and can't stands no more? I'd say no, they haven't. They haven't. They've done their duty now. They came to a meeting. They prayed. It's in the Lord's hands now. Go ahead, Jared.
I'll just... The only reason you should be discouraged is if you have faith in the government.
The only reason you should be discouraged is if you have faith in the government. The only way you should be discouraged is if you think we can't win. I believe we can. I believe we can still win. Whatever that looks like. Now, guys, listen to me. If Trump wins, it's going to be ugly. If Trump loses, it's going to be uglier. It's going to be uglier. Why? Because people see what's going on. People see it. Now, here's another one, man. You think we haven't been played for a fool? Glenn Beck's for Hillary now. Do you guys know that? Do you guys know that? Glenn Beck is for Hillary.
Did he say that?
Yes.
He said that.
Yes. Yes. Why? You know why? We're going to destroy the conservative movement if we let Trump get in there. Hey, Beck, there ain't no conservative movement. There ain't none. There ain't none. Now, this is a guy who went and stood shoulder to shoulder with Ted Cruz, spent all his time out there with Ted Cruz, and now Glenn Beck says Hillary is better than Trump. Hey, beware the government media complex. Beware. Beware. And, Lord, do I have to say that? Yeah, I'll say it. Okay, I'll say it, Lord. Mormons aren't Christians. Mormons aren't Christians. And by the millions, Christians are getting their marching orders from Glenn Beck. By the millions. By the millions. Glenn Beck's theology, I'm not here to attack Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck's theology is totally and completely divergent from American Christianity. You guys know that, don't you? Huh? He sees this thing from his Bible. He sees this thing playing out a whole lot differently than what Christians do. But see, we don't know that. And so we see Beck with all these, let's get around the Constitution, let's rally around the Constitution, rally around the Constitution. Beck wants to lock arms with this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. This guy, he takes cookies and candy down to the borders and gives it to the immigrants coming across the border. And now here we are. I wonder what Glenn Beck's followers are thinking, who've been listening to him, listening to his bilge for the last 18 months, and now he's for Hillary. For Hillary. Somebody jump in here. Somebody throw me a bone. Hey, yes, Kevin. Kevin wrote synthesis, a planned or blended solution that moves Satan's program forward. Right? So Glenn Beck has a whole bunch of followers who now are not going to vote for Trump. I'll be darned. Funny how that happens, isn't it?
Dave?
Yeah, Matt.
I agree with you 100% about demonic protection around Hillary. But if that's the case, how do you break that? And number two, if it is there and it isn't broken, Trump don't stand a chance of getting elected, because Hillary, if she's demonically protected by Satan, Satan's going to have his way with her, because you've got a bunch of churches, pastors or whatever, that come to Columbus and listen to Franklin Graham and don't do anything. Now, right. The question is, how do you break, can the demonic possession be broken?
Pastor
and what
Dale,
has to happen in order to do it?
What do you say, Pastor Dale? What's your take on that? Can the demonic influence be broken?
Absolutely can be broken. All power and authority has been given unto Christ, and he has given it to us by his Holy Spirit. But we can't treat it like a sugar daddy kind of a scenario. We either live unto the righteousness and the holiness of God, that the power of God then can not only flow through us, but if it's not living in us, it can't flow through us.
Amen. So listen, guys, he gave us the power to cast out devils. What does that mean? Well, there ought to be millions and millions and millions. Hear me. Please hear me. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care. And if your conscience tells you you can't vote for Donald Trump, okay, I get it. My goodness. Could you at least right now be pounding heaven to destroy that wicked woman? Could you at least be pounding heaven to do that? Say, Coach, I can't pray that Trump would win. Okay, I don't care. Could you be pounding heaven right now that demonic woman would be exposed, that God would move however he had to move to remove her, whether it's Trump, whether it's whatever. So the fact that it looks bad in the natural, understand this, it takes prayer and action. It takes both. And I would be here and I would say to you right now that the demonic protection around Hillary Clinton has and is being punctured. I believe it. And it's going to take some David with a stone that's going to break it and expose it. Now, it may not happen before November. It may not. May not happen before November. We got to keep pounding away and keep pounding heaven and keep putting boots on the ground. In my mind, that's what has to happen. The church is so divided. The church is so divided. And I've said this over and over and over. In my mind, this election is about getting rid of the Clintons. That's my vote. My vote ain't for Donald Trump. I'm voting against the Clintons. She is the absolute most wicked politician in 150 years, at least high up. There may be more wicked on the local level. It's the same devil working through all of them. But we have the opportunity to remove this wicked woman. And I hear you say, but Coach, Trump is just as wicked. Maybe he is. But he has not done to the American culture what this wicked witch has done. And my vote and my emphasis is to pound heaven to do everything I can to remove her, and that she would be exposed for what she is. That the removal of her and whatever is controlling her, I'm praying against that, and I'm voting against that for the protection of my children and my grandchildren. And hear me, I'm not putting my trust in Trump. I'm not putting my trust in Trump. He's the guy. It's him or Hillary. So we got to pray. We have to do everything we can to see her removed. Somebody jump in there before they cart me off.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
If we would just simply pray the way Jesus taught us to pray, Father, thy will be done, and trust that God knows what's best for the country. Father, thy will be done. If every Christian prayed that prayer, understanding and knowing that they trust God to know what to do.
Amen.
Hillary wouldn't have a chance.
No, that's right, Larry. And we think we got it all figured out, right? Pastor now,
most Christians would rather pray what they think needs to be done instead of putting their trust in God. So they refuse to pray the way Jesus taught them.
Pastor Dale, I made the point in a video. You just jumped in there, so maybe you haven't seen that video. I made the point yesterday, which is a greater affront in the eyes of God, putting a woman to rule over us or a sinner to rule over us? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I did watch the video afterwards. I want to let you know I made comments on that. That Jezebel spirit, I mean, that to me was, you know, the Hillary Clinton had possesses the Jezebel spirit.
That's what yep.
The entire time it has. And I've said that even within our church, and I made that comment on your line, is that when a nation puts that, it shows you the out of order that we have become as a nation.
And we do know, yeah. We do already know this. God, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not trying. I am not blowing the horn for Trump. Hey, fellas, listen. If somebody steals from you, you and your job, JR, you used to run a business. Some of you guys on here are businessmen. If somebody steals from your business, do you promote them? She has stolen from the American people. Do we promote that? Do we promote that? You say, Coach, how can you be for a guy like Trump? You are not listening. The government, the elected officials have not done their job. They should have removed her. They should have put her in prison. So when it comes my opportunity to speak on the subject, I am going to be in the jury and I'm voting against her, guilty, no more. That's my vote. That's the total focus of my vote. Now, unfortunately, the other guy I have to choose from is Trump. You say, oh, no, coach, you can vote for Tom Hoefling. You can vote for Castle. There's a lot of other people you can vote for. Yeah. And one of those two is going to be president, either Hillary or Trump. And I'm going to do whatever I can and vote for whoever will remove the wicked witch of the West. That's what I'm going to do. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out why Christians can't understand that. A woman ruling over us, especially Pastor Dale, a Jezebel woman ruling over us, would certainly be worse than a fornicator in the White House. We've had many of those. We've had all kinds of those. We have a woman now running for the highest office in the land who we know is a criminal while in office. How can you possibly allow her? I don't get it. 3 minutes. Somebody punch me, do whatever. That's where I am. I got, hey, tomorrow, listen, I told you I have to do that movie tomorrow, so I'm hoping I'm going to be done by 7 o'clock. I'll jump off and we'll get a run. Some of you guys maybe have to be prepared to carry it. We'll see what happens. But I want to talk about the Jezebel spirits. Pastor Dale, Jared could tell you, I've had Jezebel lined up here for about 4 days in a row and haven't gotten to it yet because we don't understand what the Jezebel spirit is and how destructive the Jezebel spirit is. And the Jezebel spirit is what's robbed manhood from the church. The Jezebel spirit's what's robbed manhood from the country, the Jezebel spirit. And we are about to put Queen Jezebel into office. The church can't vote for him because he said something horrible about women 11 years ago. And he doesn't love women. He doesn't like women. He doesn't like women. So mean. So let's put a thief in there. Let's put somebody in there. It's on the other team. I don't know. Do you feel my pain? But here's a good thing. I'm trusting in the Lord. I ain't trusting in politics. And I'm in for the long haul because if Trump wins, it's going to get worse. If she wins, it's going to get doubly worse. It's going to get worse no matter who's in there. And all I'm saying is, like I would say to my kids, hey, if you take your dirty clothes and you put them in a hamper, it helps mom out rather than just piling them up in your bedroom. If every day you would carry your trash out, then we don't have a whole big thing we got to carry out at the end of the week. We are right now, we got us a big pile of trash, and we can either move that stuff out now or continue to let it pile up, because we are going to have to carry the trash out at some point. Do you want to carry the trash out now, or do you want to carry the trash out 4 years from now? That is, in my mind, that's where we are, man. That's where we are. Looking forward to tomorrow. I didn't get to nearly anything I wanted to talk about today. Hey, guys, I trust the Lord. I am at perfect peace, but I'm just trying to coach our team. I'm just trying to make the Lord's job a little bit easier, if you know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm trying to do. God bless you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you here. Same bat time, same bat channel, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. God bless you.